Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. In this wildly entertaining documentary short, Motorcycle Mary, we learn about the life and times of Mary McGee in stunning, never-before-seen archival footage and photographs of her amazing racing career spanned over 30 years. Mary shattered gender norms while mastering multiple racing disciplines in the field of motorcycles, race cars, you name it. If it had wheels and a motor, she would drive it or ride it. She is known for the first person to ever solo the Baja 500 on a motorcycle. There are so many different aspects to her story and so many things to talk about with our guest today, the director of Motorcycle Mary, Haley Watson. Haley, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you. That was very nice.
I'd never heard of Mary McGee, and so I'm so glad that I had a chance to get to know her. And how did you find out about her?
The very short story is Wikipedia. I guess working in documentaries, I'm constantly looking for and researching stories. And I had an opportunity to pitch a story to Breakwater. So at the time, I was actually very interested in people that have done solo journeys. What intrigues me about that is doing something that you're doing alone. Why do people do things by themselves? Why do you choose to do something maybe that necessarily doesn't give you fanfare? So I was kind of in that realm doing research. Through some research, I stumbled upon Mary McGee, Baja 500 solo, first person to do so. And then, you know, I found a page of hers on Wikipedia. I hadn't found a lot of information on her. And I started to find the key points of her story, which were her brother, Jim Connor, was in racing. She had interacted with Steve McQueen, who had encouraged her to do motocross. And then I found out more about all the glass ceilings she had broken for automotive sports in general, especially for women. And I was like, this has to be a movie.
You get into a lot of that in the film Motorcycle Mary, that one that you mentioned, the 500-mile Baja race, which is legendary. It's been, I don't know how long it's been around, but it is known as one of the most brutal motorsport races in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give too much away because I want people to watch Motorcycle Mary. By the way, it's going to be premiering at Tribeca. Is it the world premiere at Tribeca?
Yeah, at Tribeca.
Congratulations. And that is going to be, for those listening to the sound of our voice and maybe in New York, on June 7th. That'll be a Friday, and with additional screenings on June 13th and the 15th. So be looking for the world premiere. And I also want to throw in a little bit of a commercial here for Ben Proudfoot, who has been on the show a couple of times for his award-winning, Academy Award-winning films. Congratulations on being a part of that, for him bringing him as part of this team of filmmakers. The Baja race. I'm sorry, that's where we were when I got sidetracked. The Baja race, that is an amazing accomplishment. And again, I don't want to say much more than that, except what she did was remarkable. How did you find her? I mean, like, how did you reach out to her?
Oh, how did I reach out?
Yeah.
Mary's very active on Facebook. So I actually found her. I actually messaged her on social media on Facebook, and she got back to me fairly quickly. And I said, I'd love to just meet you. And she said, sure. She's like, she happened to be in Anaheim that weekend, and she was being honored at a Supercross event. She never raced Supercross, but she happened to be being honored there. And I said, yeah, I'll come. And it was this huge event at Angel Stadium. And I was looking for her for a long time, and I got in eventually, and I couldn't find her. And finally, like, they were honoring her at this event, which I didn't know that. And she was up on the Jumbotron, and I was like, a friend of mine who was with me said, I think I found her. And so I was able to meet her afterward, and she, like, instantly gave me a hug. Like, she's just so warm and easy to be around. And we just started talking from there. And I think 2 weeks later, I was in her godson's garage doing the interview.
So she was obviously open to being the subject and being a participant in the film.
Yes.
And
Yes.
she is front and center. I mean, we see her face to face very quickly in the course of the film, and she is a winning personality. She's very articulate about the things that happened to her over the course of her lifetime. Very endearing kind of person to just spend time with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. She's super lovely. I cannot say more positive things about Mary McGee.
And she looks the part in terms of her mental toughness, and certainly she looks like she has lived a happy life to me. Someone who's taken care of herself, done all the right things, and also has this what appears to be a really terrific outlook on life.
Absolutely. I think actually one of the challenges as a filmmaker with her story and with Mary's personality is she is truly completely fearless. And you know, we talked to her, I talked to her at length during the interview about getting in a race car, going, you know, 125 miles an hour on a motorcycle. And you know, I ask her, like, do you ever get the sense that this is dangerous? And she goes, and she refuses to believe that there's any danger in racing and any kind of racing at all. And I said, well, what about like even in motocross? Okay. She's like, oh, you just fall in the dirt. The dirt's nice. It's just very soft. So it was that made it very tough to, as a filmmaker, just, you know, structurally in the film, when you're thinking about creating tension, that was not a place we could pull from because she is truly fearless. And maybe just to that was, it was much more and suitably much more about kind of facing adversity for being a woman in the sport at the time. But we could not add anything about her being scared.
Not even the first time she gets into one of those Porsches that has no roll bar on it and racing her. That is madness. When I remembered the cars when I saw them, and remembered that, you know where I remember it from was those cars were from an Elvis Presley movie, Viva Las Vegas, and he's been racing around in one of those. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, how would you not be scared out of your mind? You're 3 feet from the asphalt and you have nothing to protect you except a helmet, which is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous idea. So,
Yeah, she would tell you it's a lot of fun, everyone should do it, and there's nothing to be scared of. There's very little risk involved in her and to in Mary, what I think Mary would be what Mary would say.
I guess that is the ideal mentality to have. I mean, you can say you have it, and you can get in a car and drive the way she does, and maybe not have it. And I imagine at some point it would manifest itself in a mistake or something. But she seems to be, yeah, committed to what it is that she says she believes in. And the story not only is about Mary McGee and her life, but it's also a very touching story about family and her brother, which is a really an emotionally compelling part of the film. You must have known something about that from your research, but we get into it in the film in a way that is it's beautiful. It's a beautiful part of, while it's not the happiest of stories, it's certainly a beautiful part of the film.
Yeah, her brother, I did know about Jim Connor, her brother, from research that I had done. And I know that, I don't know if I'm gonna give her a spoiler, but I know that she had lost her brother. You know, he was such a critical part of her early racing career and really like a critical part of her life in her early childhood, just being growing up in World War II, and her mother being a medical personnel and having to be separated from her family and having to travel across the country by herself at age 5 and her brother at age 9 and take care of each other. It is incredible in itself. And there's so many instances where Jim is so caring to Mary, and there was clearly so much love in that relationship, and was a huge instrumental part of Mary being the race car driver, the motorcyclist, the athlete that she was in motorcycle racing. And yeah, unfortunately, lost him. And of course, you know, we all experienced loss and grief, and it was like, I know that was a very, very hard period for Mary when she lost her brother.
Well, he was her brother. He was her mentor in so many different ways about her entry into this world of racing in many ways, and a father figure in many ways as well. So, yeah, there is definitely in seeing her front and center on camera, There's a presence that she has that, may I say, it's a no bullshit kind of approach. The way that I feel like she tells her story, she's not afraid to tell the truth if it's maybe uncomfortable. It felt like to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a storyteller, she does an incredible job, and I think is so honest and so honest with herself. And I think that's something that is really tough for people to have that kind of honesty with themselves and not to be afraid of the truth and the no bullshit. And she really exemplifies that.
Well, again, let me let people know that we're talking about the film Motorcycle Mary, and it is premiering at the 2024 Tribeca Film Festival. The world premiere will be on Friday, June 7th, and there will be additional screenings on June 13th and 15th. So if you're listening to us and you're in New York, and you should go to the Tribeca Film Festival, first of all, and welcome to New York, by the way. You should be enjoying that as well. But check this out, because it has all the elements that you want in a good story, a great protagonist, a very interesting story, trailblazing woman who really stood up. My favorite one was about the endurance, the award for
Iron Man.
The Iron Man. I knew I was saying it wrong. Iron Man Award, which in and of itself says a whole lot about what that part of the story is about. It is amazing. 500 miles on a motorcycle is unfathomable to me. And in fact, someone said it's actually further than 500 miles. So that's actually even more crazy.
Yeah, I think her year might have been 610. And yeah, she doesn't the Iron Man Award, but she received that.
Yeah. It's crazy. Some guy in a car won it, and she was on a motorcycle. So a guy in a car, she's on a motorcycle. Do the math. It's wonderful. It's wonderfully done. And my congratulations to you, not only for the work, but also working with this amazing team. Rachel Greenwald is one of the producers, as well as Ben Proudfoot, who, what a track record. And I really admire Ben and his work with Chris Bowers and such, because he's raised the profile, in my opinion, raised the profile of short docs to another level. There have been a tremendous amount of wonderful short docs over the years, but I think what he's doing with Breakwater Studios, I think, is really important. If you're a documentary filmmaker, especially if you don't have the experience and maybe the ability to pull in the resources for a longer form documentary film, he's providing a platform for a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your work. Congratulations on Tribeca and all the rest. So I look forward. By the way, I do want to ask you, is this your first documentary film?
I guess for all intents and purposes, yes. It is my first documentary film. I've been a filmmaker for a long time, and I actually crewed for a long time. I used to be a camera assistant at First AC. And I have made films, but this is the first documentary I've ever made and submitted out to festivals. So yes, original documentary. I think it's fair to say yes.
Oh, well, congratulations on that part of your career moving forward. And thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Film School Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've been talking with director, producer, camera operator, and
Mary Doc.
Motorcycle Mary, and sure. that would be Haley Watson. Haley, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.